The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 69. Slowly, once again, the landscape through which we were traveling changed. It seemed to me that we had passed through every conceivable kind of terrain, with the possible exception of taiga and tundra, but now we were entering an area that was something between a jungle and a forest. I don't know what to call it. It was tropical in appearance, but it did not have the lush undergrowth or overwhelming tree canopy of any of the jungly areas we had previously passed through. I'm tempted to call it an equatorial forest, but really I'm basing that on no real knowledge. At any rate, the forest was not too difficult to move through, and the shade was a pleasant relief from the sun. That is, until the rain started. It really poured down without any warning, and in less than a minute I was soaked through. Then, just as suddenly, it stopped. I thought that was that, but in 5 minutes it came down again, a torrential downpour lasting not much longer than 60 seconds. This was followed by another 5 to 10 minute break, and then another soaking. This went on for the next 4 hours. All afternoon, we got these tremendous rains, interspersed with brief respites, during which the sun actually managed to come out. The whole forest became unbearably hot and steamy. I think I was sweating heavily, but it was hard to tell. It was most unpleasant, and not a little unsettling. What was it about this odd forest? What caused these strange outbursts? I hoped we would soon be clear of this weird place, or at the very least, that the rains would stop. I got my wish that evening. After a whole 40 minutes of no rain, we decided that it was a good time to stop, pitch camp, and have a little supper. It was too wet for a fire, so we ate our tinned meats cold. But that was all right by me, as I was bone-tired and just happy that the rain had stopped. After a quiet meal, we laid out our wet blankets and went to sleep.